the wedding is on this coming Saturday at 9 o'clock, and it will be officiated at St. Michael's and Oranges here in Blanta. And thereafter, they will follow a reception at Ndata Farm.
Ndata Farm, does he own the Ndata Farm?
Ndata Farm belongs to his late brother, the late president, Professor Mutharika.
So who is footing this bill? Because there were some people who expressed concern that the amount of money that will be used in organizing this wedding could come from state coffers. Who is footing this bill?
The bill is being footed by the president himself and some well-wishers. In fact, His Excellency has directed that no government money should be used on this wedding. And as I'm talking to you, we have subcommittees which are actually doing the planning of the wedding. Everything is going on, and we have already just followed the directive from the president that no government money should be used on this. So it's purely personal money from the president himself and the well-wishers who are actually donating a little something from both the president and also his intended spouse. That's where we are getting the funding from.
Now, Mr. Mukito, you know as well as I do that the president had children previously. But during the election campaigning period, some people started speculating that the president could have been gay. What can you tell me about this?
I think those remarks came from those ill-minded commentators. The truth is the president was married, and that those children came from his previous marriage. What he's trying to do is actually to formalize. As you already indicated, they have been together for quite a time. What they want to do is to formalize and set a good example, bringing in the first lady for the nation. So that's exactly what the president is trying to do.
Who are the invited guests that would grace the occasion? And as you said, the president has ordered that no money from the state should be used in organizing this event. Wouldn't the Malawi Broadcasting Corporation or state media cover this? And wouldn't it be using state resources to cover this event?
The actual running of this wedding, as I already indicated, that there are subcommittees, the protocol, the transport, the food and accommodation, all these committees are the ones that are planning for the wedding. And the money that they are going to use, including the food that will be provided at this function, is purely not coming from the government. Now, there is indeed a thin line between the president and the private life. So it could be that as a president, there could be others that will come in to services, their normal services, to their set president. But what I'm talking about is the actual planning, the actual execution, and the wedding itself, all the items that will actually be enjoyed on this wedding is directly coming and directly being financed by the president and the well-wishers.
So who are going to be invited to join the president as he marries his long-time fiancé?
Well, we have foreign dignitaries, high commissioners, the local Malawians, and the people that actually comes from the surrounding villages of the Kamoto, where the president comes from, are all invited to this wedding.